Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, we've got a great subject. I want to continue to talk about the fact that we preach the spirituality of God. When we say the spirituality of God, what we mean is that God is without a physical body. God is spirit, small s. And so as we think about God, we cannot limit God as though he is confined to the spatial limitations of a physical body. No, instead, God is spirit. And so we began talking about that last time. And I would like to add some more headings. What we've said to this point, God is spirit, God is invisible, God is immanent, God is indivisible. I want to add to this now, God is united. And by that, what we mean is he is united in purpose. He is united in his will between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are never working at cross purposes. That is why, for example, as we think about salvation, there are those whom God the Father chose in eternity past to save. He gave them to the Son in eternity past. When Jesus came into this world, for whom did he die? He died for the same ones that God the Father chose, and no more. We read about God the Holy Spirit, who regenerates lost hearts. To whom does he give eternal life? Well, the answer is to the same ones that the Father chose and the Son redeemed. It's these that the Spirit regenerates. They work in perfect unity of will and purpose in their saving work. And again, that's why we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because they have worked together to save us. John 10, verse 30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. That does not mean one person. It means one in purpose and one in plan. So God is united. I would also add, then next, God is infinite. Because God is spirit, he transcends all limitations of time and space. No boundaries exist to him. There are no constraints upon him. The only limitation would be God can never act contrary to his own nature. So, could God sin? The answer is no. It's absolutely impossible. God is holy, and everything that God does is flowing out of his holiness. So there are things God cannot do, meaning he cannot act contrary to his own attributes. And then, next, God is incomprehensible. This, too, comes under the purview of, or the heading of his spirituality. And because God is spirit, he immediately far surpasses our understanding. He is far beyond us, and he far exceeds our thinking. To put God into our brain would be like putting the Atlantic Ocean into a thimble. It's just not going to be able to contain the whole. And so God is incomprehensible to us. We can know God, we just cannot know all that there is to know about God. He tells us in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to me and the things revealed belong to you. God has chosen not to reveal everything to us. And that in and of itself is also a mercy of God. We wouldn't be able to handle everything. But under the incomprehensibility of God, consider these verses. Job 5 verse 9 says that God does unsearchable things beyond our ability to connect the dots, beyond our ability to figure it out. In Job 9 and verse 18, it says he does unfathomable works. In Job 11 and verse 7, It says that there is an undiscoverable depth about God. In other words, God is so deep that we can never touch the bottom of who God is. And at the same time, God is so high, we can never touch the top of who God is. God is so expansive and far-reaching that we could never get our arms around all that God is. And what a blessing that is, because we could not worship a God that we could figure out. We could never worship a God that we can completely understand. That would put God on our level. We would never be looking up to God. We would be looking across at God. And so because God is incomprehensible, in our worship, there is a sense of wonder and amazement and astonishment because He is so far beyond our grasping who He is. In Psalm 145 in verse 3, it says, His greatness is unsearchable. Here's what I've found. The more that I grow to know God, the more I grow to understand how little I know of God. The person who thinks he has God figured out is the person who doesn't hardly know anything about God. The more you know about God, it's like wading out into the ocean. You're just going deeper and deeper until it's over your head. You may think you have God figured out when you are standing in water that's barely up to your toes, but the more you grow to know God, the more you are seeing the vastness of who He is, that He's far over our heads and beyond us. In Ephesians 3, verse 19, it says, His love surpasses knowledge. It surpasses knowledge. It's beyond your knowledge. None of us have ever arrived, nor will we ever arrive, even in heaven, at the fullness of His love for us. And in Romans 11, verse 33, listen to this. It says, His judgments are unsearchable and His ways unfathomable. This is so exciting that we have a God who's not on our level. And He's not just barely above our level that we could just like reach up and almost pull ourselves up to Him or pull Him down to us. No, we have a God who is high and lifted up. He is the most high God. And in His spirituality, the fact that He is a spirit, there are no limitations to the infinity of who He is. May you blow the roof off of your church as you preach the awesomeness and the greatness of who God is, and put more of the Bible into your preaching, because all of our illustrations fall woefully short. Let God speak for Himself in His Word. God bless you.